What if an ancient chapter of scripture was describing the headlines we're living through right now? In Ezekiel 36, God speaks about Israel, restoration, and a future that will grab our attention. Stay with me because this passage says more about our moment than you might expect. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are diving into Old Testament Tuesday. It's one of my favorite days. We are going to go to Ezekiel chapter 36. And I want to encourage you, if you're enjoying Old Testament Tuesdays, it is a privilege for you to share this, like it, subscribe to it, post it in your huddle, get the word of God out there. Why? Because when we understand the Old Testament, it gives us the foundation to understanding the New Testament. Now, these books are not in composition. In fact, in the New Testament, when it's referring to the scriptures, it is referring to the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, you know, the major minor prophets, all that. So we need that foundation. So I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment, and then place in your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Now, Ezekiel 36 has so many verses. It's like verse 38. And it talks about all the modern day issues that we're facing. Is Israel a nation? How should we handle people making fun of Israel? What should we do about the land? What if the people of God aren't holy? You know, all these kind of things that we're fighting right now is in Ezekiel 36. So I'm going to try to get through it in 7 minutes, but I probably will go over. So here we go. Chapter 36, verse 1. And you, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. So look at that. He's going to prophesy to the mountains, say, hearing the voice of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy has spoken against you, aha, and the everlasting heights have become our possession. They're like celebrating that they somehow took over Israel. It's not just like today, the Tucker Carlsons, the others out there that are celebrating Israel's demise. We are seeing this relived today. The Candace Owens, those people that are spreading hatred towards Israel, we're seeing it today. It says, therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, for good reason they have made you desolate and crushed you from every side, that you would become a possession of the rest of the nations. So here we see exactly what we're seeing today, where people are trying to say they will be crushed and be taken away with. So before May 14th, 1948, this is what the nations thought. And you have been taken up to talk and the whispering of the people. Man, isn't that just like today? The talk, the whispering. Therefore, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the forsaken cities, which have become a prey and a derision to the rest of the nations which are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely the fire of my jealousy I have spoken against the rest of the nations and against all of Edom. So you're like, what the heck? It says, surely the fire of my jealousy. God is a jealous God. It's his land, it's his people, and he's a jealous God who appropriated my land from themselves as a possession with the wholehearted joy and with scorn of soul to drive it out for a prey. He says, my jealousy burns against those nations who drive out my people, my land. And you're like, wait a minute, I thought God was using the nations to discipline Israel to bring them back. He is. God foresees everything. He foreknows everything. He knows every action of our free will that we are going to take. But this is where he says, I'm going to do something. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath because you have endured the insults of the nations. So his jealousy, his wrath, because the nations insult him. And I just would tell people who are at this point making fun of Israel, who are coming against them being a nation, you need to read Ezekiel 36. It lays it out for us. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have sworn that surely the nations which are around you will themselves endure their insults. He said, the same insult that you give towards Israel today, they're going to endure the same treatment towards them. But you, O mountains of Israel, you will put forth your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon come. Look at that. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be cultivated and sown. Doesn't that sound like Matthew 24? I will multiply men on you and all the house of Israel, all of it, and the cities will be inhabited and the waste places will be rebuilt. So this is speaking about where we are today, May 14th, 1948, about Israel coming back to the land. You're saying it was prophesied? Yes. They were like, aha, look at, we're going to destroy them, the mountains. And then God says, in my jealousy, I will take care of Edom. Now, Edom is that southern area of Jordan, kind of by Petra, that area. And it says, I will multiply men on you, on the house of Israel, all of it, and the cities will be inhabited. This is what's happening. And the waste places will be rebuilt. I will multiply on you man and beast, and they will increase and be fruitful, and I will cause you to be inhabited as you were formerly, and will treat you better than the first. Do you know that we're seeing this, since this generation is seeing this prophecy being fulfilled? Thus, you will know that I am the Lord. Yes, I will cause men, my people Israel, to walk on you. He's talking about the land. They will walk on you and possess you so that you will become their inheritance. Never again bereave them of children. Thus saith the Lord God, because they say to you, you are a devourer of men and have bereaved your nation of children. Therefore, you will no longer devour men and no longer be bereaved by your nation of children, declares the Lord God. He's saying this is going to be the accusation towards the Jewish people. Because you devoured men, because you did this and bereaved your children, that will no longer happen. I will not let your heart, or I will not let you hear insults from the nations anymore. Whoo! Look at that. Nor will you bear disgrace from the peoples any longer. Nor will you cause your nations to stumble any longer, declares the Lord God. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel was living in their own land, they defiled it by their ways. Now, this is where, when people argue, Israel is not holy enough, is not righteous enough, is not good enough, that I want you to know that God acknowledged that they defiled their lands, and they were unclean. They were like the uncleanliness of a woman in her impurity. Therefore, I poured my wrath on them for the blood which they had shed on the land, because they had defiled it with idols. So you might be thinking, Pastor Ryan, are you saying that God says he recognizes that Israel was not at a state to glorify God? Yes. And so God scattered them. Also, I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed throughout the lands. This happened all before May 14th, 1948. According to their ways and their deeds, I judged them. That was the judgment of God. When they came to the nations where they went, they profaned my holy name, because it was said to them, these are the people of the Lord, yet they have come out of his land. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they went. So, did we not see that so happen so often all around the world, where the Jewish people were scattered? So this answers the argument. Hey, they abandoned their land. It's no longer theirs. God is handling that right here in Ezekiel 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name. This is what people do not get. God is not acting on behalf of Israel for the people and for the land, because somehow they're holy enough or righteous enough. He's acting on their behalf because of his name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. You defiled my name among the nations. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which they have profaned it in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God. He says, I'm going to do this for my holy name, and the nations will know that I am the Lord God. We are seeing this happen right in front of our eyes right now, in this moment. God is doing an act not based upon the Jewish people's righteousness, but based upon his sovereignty. Remember, I've said this many times in the Roman study. God has a nation, God has a bride. Why? Because he is sovereign. When I prove myself holy among them, among you in their sights. So he's going to prove to the nations that God is a holy God. Whew, Wow. For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. May 14th. If you have your Bibles, Ezekiel 36:24, right? May 14th, 1948. This is what God will do. Not for the people's sake, but for his name's sake. For I will take you from the nations. God started that in 1948. Gather you from all the lands, bring you back, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle you clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart. Okay, so at this point, I know there's some Jews that have called on the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. They have a new heart instantly. But we also know that there's a lot of Jews who are in the religion of Judaism, which if they followed it by faith, they would end up at Jesus. But since they follow it by the law, end up at something else. Their hearts haven't been renewed. This is going to happen. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. You will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers so you will be my people and I will be your God. We are seeing that today, church. We are seeing that they will walk in the land, that the land that the forefathers were given, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moreover, I will save you from all the uncleanliness, and I will call the grain and multiply it, and I will not bring a famine on you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and produce of the field so that you will not receive again the disgrace of famine among the nations. Wow. Look at that. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that there were not good, and you will loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. God concurs that Israel is not holy enough on themselves. They need a Messiah, Yeshua. I am not doing this for your sake. This is the second time he has said that. He's like, I'm not doing this for your sake, declares the Lord. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquity, I will cause the cities to be inhabited and the waste places to be rebuilt. We are seeing that right in front of our eyes. This is happening. This generation is seeing Israel come alive again. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of being a desolation in the sight of everyone who passes by. They will say, this desolate land has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste, desolate, and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left around about you will know that I am the Lord. Having rebuilt the ruined places and planted that which was desolate, I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. Who will do it? God will do it. Now, thus saith the Lord God, this also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. I will increase their men like a flock, like the flock of sacrifices, like the flock of Jerusalem during her appointed feast. So will the waste cities be filled with flocks of men. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Wow. We are seeing this. Ever since May 14th, 1948, we have seen a return to the land, a return of God's people, not based on self-righteousness, not based upon their own works, but because for God's name's sake. And I think the key to this set of verses right here, therefore say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. God's going to act on behalf of his holy name. So here's what I would say to all those who have anti-Israel, anti-Jewish blood running in them, be born again. You need to be born again to a living hope. And that is only through Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He died on the cross for your sins, and he rose again that you may have eternal life. We are seeing Ezekiel 36 happen right in front of our eyes, right in this moment, that we're living a re-inhabited, that land is being re-inhabited. And we see Jewish men are rising up. We see this. And even though they're attacking, we're seeing that God is going to do something amazing. So do not fear. God is a holy God. And for his name's sake, he's holding all of our time in his hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for salvation to come to the Jewish people. God, we know that the time of the Gentiles is coming to an end. The grace, the age of grace is coming to an end. God, we thank you that you go before us in all things. Would you save many, God? We turn back to you and we say that you are God. You are a holy God. You are a jealous God. God, soften our hearts. We repent of any times that we've made fun of Israel or questioned whether Israel is to be a nation. We repent of any racism. We repent of any and all looking at people because of their bloodlines. God, we want to come back to you, God, and say you are a holy God. You are a righteous God. You have a nation. You have a bride. Why? Because you are sovereign. Soften our hearts today, God. Let us stand in support of Jerusalem, not in the areas that they're not pleasing to you, but just out of your faithfulness, out of your jealousy, God, that we stand and say, Lord, would you go before them, draw them to the Savior, Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard